Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Martha Bathgate, B-A-T-H-G-A-T-E. Address is 701 East Lassen Avenue, number 102, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-586-0055, IDS XXX-XXX-6316. Date of birth is 10/25/1955, a 66-year-old. Married, retired woman. Insured as Medicare / Blue Cross Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Walgreens, East Avenue, Chico. Address 2. Kevin Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N-D-O, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 926-3509, ID is XXX, I'm sorry, her phone is 530-345-0064, I'm sorry, his ID, that's his phone number, fax is 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, not neurological evaluation for history of, quote, autoimmune encephalitis, unquote. Dear Dr. Sorensen, thank you for referring Maria Bathgate for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, Maria was treated with a series of infusions, that is methylprednisolone infusions, with a history of probable autoimmune encephalitis, subparagraph. I obtained her medical records from Carson Tahoe Regional Medical Center, where she underwent her diagnostic evaluation and comprehensive laboratory testing. Subparagraph, these studies were entirely unremarkable. New paragraph, in consideration of her history and evaluation with lower extremity motor weakness responsive to steroids, I obtained an neurological encephalitis antibody evaluation with a titer and reflex to Lyme blot, PLT. That was also entirely unremarkable. New paragraph, her laboratory testing showed elevations of IgA and IgE with a relatively normal blood count. New paragraph. She's been evaluated by Dr. Anton Dodson as well and will be returning there for follow-up of her recent testing. New paragraph. Initially, I obtained the reports of the brain MR imaging study which showed some evidence for a partially empty cella, evidence for right maxillary sinus air fluid level, and some patchy ethmoid and left maxillary sinus thickening. CT imaging of the chest on August 12, 2021 showed interval resolution of previously noted multifocal ground glass opacities in the bilateral lower lobes, comma, pleural base soft tissue density in the posterior right lower lobe, findings of calcified granuloma in the posterior lateral superior segment of the right lower lobe were unchanged. These findings were consistent with stable evidence of prior granulomatous disease. Yearly monitoring was recommended. MR brain imaging on September 17, 2018 showed no evidence of significant intracranial abnormalities. New paragraph. In consideration of the findings of her neurological examination and her clinical history, I obtained cervical MRI with 3D reconstruction. Subparagraph, the study was quite abnormal, showing constriction of the fecal sac at C3-C4 through C5-C6, minimally to C6-D7. Central spinal stenosis was identified at C3-C4 with a 2.2 millimeter disc protrusion with an AP diameter of 6.7 millimeters. Slight cord flattening and borderline central stenosis was seen at C4-5 with an AP diameter of 7.3 millimeters. Mild left neuroforaminal stenosis. New paragraph, at C5-6, there's a 3 millimeter disc protrusion, osteophytes, and cord indentation with central canal stenosis, diameter 6.5 millimeters. Mild left neuroforaminal stenosis. At C6-7, a 1 millimeter disc osteophyte complex, mild left neuroforaminal stenosis. Straightening of the expected cervical lordosis was attributable to myospasm versus positioning. New paragraph. At our last examination, in follow-up of our diagnostic findings and the records, and her clinical history of responsiveness to glucocorticosteroids, I reinitiated prednisone of 40 milligrams per day, which she took for 8 days, reducing to 30 milligrams for 4 days. Subparagraph, she's had a substantial improvement in her motor function, still complaining of some weakness in the lower extremities, but now the ability to ambulate, which she did this weekend, going to church on Sunday. New paragraph, in consideration of these findings, I have to be particularly concerned that this woman has significant and impairing cervical stenosis at multiple levels, producing distal motor weakness due to an impingement-related myelopathy. New paragraph, in consideration of these findings, and for purposes of further evaluation and ongoing treatment, I have refilled her medication for another 10 days with refills. New paragraph, I'm referring her either to UC Davis or UCSF for spinal cervical surgery evaluation in consideration of an opinion for cervical intervention. New paragraph, unless there is some other undisclosed etiology where we have no diagnostic evidence, on comprehensive spinal fluid and serum laboratory testing for another etiology, I would suspect that she may do well if she needs surgical intervention, new paragraph. I will see her when she returns from her evaluation, period.